This is Northwest News from KNKX. I'm Ashley Gross. Parents of children with disabilities in the Puget Sound region say they're very concerned about the school year to come. That's because they had rocky experiences with remote learning in the spring. Jay Chohan has a 13-year-old daughter who is deaf. She attends a Seattle public school called TOPS K-8. Chohan says normally his daughter has a sign language interpreter and an aide in the classroom who transcribes what's being said so she can see it on her computer. He says during remote school, those services were inconsistent or non-existent.
She missed out on a lot. Like, she never got those transcriber services. Number two, she never got a full-time signing interpreter.
These kinds of experiences make parents apprehensive about the coming school year. Seattle Superintendent Denise Juneau says meeting the needs of vulnerable students is high priority. She says the district will offer some limited in-person instruction for students with special needs, and she says providing services spelled out in their individualized education plans is critical. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.